10, PR 2021-5296, SD 2021-58, preliminary final plat for Storage Enterprises at 720 Candelaria Road Northeast. And the agent is Isaacson and Arfman. See Mr. Arfman here. Good morning. Go ahead and do the introduction with your address.
Fred Arfman, 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, 87108.
Thank you. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update.
We're back at DRB to address the comments that we received from the Water Authority on two items. One was to verify locations of the existing sanitary sewer interceptor and to determine the need for additional easements, as well as putting a maintenance access note on the plat. These have been satisfied to these per the comment I received this morning from the Water Authority.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Arfman. And is there an infrastructure list with this application?
There is not.
There is not. Okay, thank you. Let's see if any member of the public wishes to speak on item 10 at 720 Candelaria. Please indicate now by raising your hand or speaking up. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Morning, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no further objections. The sheet three shown on the screen satisfies the Water Authority's comments. So provided that's included in the document for signature, we are good to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Code enforcement reviewed this project and has no objections or comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Parks and Rec.
General Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no additional comments or objection.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plat. Please note an approved grading drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of these conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Thank you. Transportation.
This is Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the request of action.
All right. Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Mr. Arfman got our notification to us. He also got a completed archaeological certificate. I think all we're lacking at this point is we need him, Mr. Arfman, to add the project number to the plat. And he does need to get a MAFCA's signature obtained as well. And we need the DXF file approval email from Aegis.
And the other utility signatures, correct?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe Mr. Arfman's got all. Yeah.
Okay. It's so small. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So he's got all the other ones. All right. Let me turn to Ms. Gold, just cross-checking on the notice. I was emailing you a little bit this morning, just making sure.
So this is Maggie Gold. So and I want to confirm this with Mr. Arfman. We did get a resubmittal that has the city notice form. My question on that, however, is was that notice form then actually resent out to the people that you needed to notice? Because those notices were not included.
I don't have that information on top of my head. I'm sorry. I have to ask my office manager on that one, but I don't think, I just don't have that answer. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mr. Rodenbeck, are you able to bring that up on the screen, the resubmittal notice form? Do you know what I'm talking about?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I do.
Okay.
This is the form that we received. And then they did complete it.
Okay. It's not sharing just yet, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I think I stopped sharing. All right, here it is.
Right, so that's the, this is Maggie Gould. So that's the form.
So scroll up to the top of that form. What kind of caught my attention that was concerning is that the person that filled out this form marked no on everything on the requirements. And so I asked Ms. Gould to kind of confirm if that's correct.
Right. And this is Maggie Gould. So for the preliminary and final plat, emailed notice would be required. And so that was the question that I was asking was this supplement, there was an original notice that the applicant did, but they did not include the official city notice form. And so the applicant can include multiple additional forms, but that notice form has to be included. And when this first came to DRB, since it was going to be deferred, we asked them to re-notice using that electronic form. So that was kind of my question to Mr. Arfman was, it looks like the form was filled out and resubmitted, but it doesn't look like it was then actually sent out with an email to the neighborhood associations.
You know, let me verify that. I have my file. If I could have just half a minute, I will get that information shared. 1 second, please.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I don't have any record of having to send out any neighborhood notifications here. We had a official public notice form, and I don't know if any neighborhoods were identified. So let me just verify that. I can't find that in my files, Ms. Bull, so I don't know how to take it past that point.
Here's one idea, Mr. Arfman, we could do is we could possibly move you to later in the agenda.
Okay.
And allow you to see if you have some verification of the email notice.
I accept that. That'd be fine.
You want to do that?
Yeah, that'd be just fine.
As a possibility. Okay, let me see if the DRB wants to do that. Is there a motion to move item number 10 to after item number 15 on the agenda today?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please vote.
And Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Rayo, Hydrology, I approve. Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to move item 10 to be continued and reviewed finally after item 15. Okay, thank you, Mr. Arfman. And we'll just need to kind of check through that step, make sure it got covered before we take any action on your application.
And the